Of all the books in the world, the Bible is the one that beats every record for translations and different editions. It was indeed one of the first books to have been translated. The oldest version of the whole of the Old Testament from Hebrew to ancient Greek, the universal language of the time, is called the Septuagint. Begun in the 3rd century and completed in the 2nd century BC, this version was adopted by the early church as the text of the Old Testament. The Old Testament was written in early Hebrew, with a few parts in Aramaic, while the New Testament was written entirely in Greek. Very early on in church history, there were translations into Latin and Syriac, the Aramaic of the Palestinian Christians. Then translations were made into Copt, an Egyptian language, followed in the 4th century by Bibles in Gothic and Ethiopian. Shortly afterwards, Armenian, Georgian, and Nubian versions appeared. During the 8th and 9th centuries, parts of the Bible in German, Anglo-Saxon, and Arabic came out, as well as complete Slavonic and Frankish translations. However, at this time, the best-known version was the Latin Bible called the Vulgate, a name which means simple or popular. This was the work of the great theologian Jerome. Completed in 405 AD, the Vulgate became the Bible of Christendom for more than 1,000 years. Later, it served as the basis for a number of early translations into European languages. However, for many centuries, any translation of the Bible was forbidden by the Church, for which Latin was the official language. There were, therefore, very few complete or partial versions in other languages in Europe. The first complete English Bible appeared in England in the 14th century. It was the work of a learned priest, John Wycliffe, and his disciples. Translated from the Vulgate, several hundred copies of this Bible were made in secret. Wycliffe's disciples went from place to place, reading and teaching the Bible to the people. But Wycliffe was excommunicated, his disciples were persecuted, and sometimes even burnt at the stake. During the 15th and 16th centuries, there appeared in Europe versions of the Bible printed in Hebrew and ancient Greek, in particular the New Testament of Erasmus. The first New Testament in Greek, containing the division of the texts into verses, came out in 1550. Printed in Paris by Robert Estienne, this edition became the work of reference from which many translations were subsequently made. At that time, the Reformation, which had sprung from a growing need for church reform, aroused a widespread desire to make the Bible accessible to the general public. In 1522, Luther, in hiding at Wartburg Castle, translated the Bible into German. The first edition of his New Testament was sold out in 1 year. His complete Bible appeared in 1534. During this time in England, the reformer, William Tyndale, was the first scholar to translate the Bible into English from the original Hebrew and Greek. He was persecuted and had to leave the country. The first edition of his New Testament was brought secretly into England. Later on, he was arrested, condemned, and burnt at the stake in 1536. But 2 years later, King Henry VIII gave orders that Tyndale's Bible was to be read in every parish throughout England. Other great translations of the English Bible bear the mark of Tyndale's work, among these the famous King James Bible. During this time, several Catholic and Protestant translations came out in French. The first French version, translated from the original Hebrew and Greek, was Pierre Robert Olivetan's Bible, which appeared in 1535. Revised successively by John Calvin and Theodore de Beze, this version became the Bible of the Geneva pastors and the Huguenot martyrs. Adapted in the 18th century by John Osterwalt, a pastor in Neuchâtel, this Bible was widely used up to the beginning of the 20th century. In the 19th century, owing to the discovery of many ancient manuscripts, new versions were published, among others that of Louis Segond and Darby's Bible. Since then, countless numbers of translations into modern languages have been published throughout the world, and thousands of scholars are at work to make the Bible accessible to everyone. The aim of the Wycliffe translators in particular is to have at least part of the Bible translated into every dialect in the world. Next episode, the transmission of the Bible.